Welcome to our celebration today of the third Sunday of Lent. This weekend, we will have a second collection to support the retired priests of the diocese. The Priests' Health and Retirement Association, or PHA, is a special endowed fund that provides health care and retirement benefits to retired diocesan priests. Please be as generous as possible. This Monday, March 20th, the Feast of St. Joseph, you're invited to pray for the many needs of our families and friends, our diocese, and the world at a special Eucharist, the Eucharistic Adoration, which will be held from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you can, please sign up in the church entry to commit to a half hour or more so our Lord, present in the Eucharist, is not left unattended. A reminder from the Knights of Columbus to continue to bring your 40 cans for 40 days for the Lenten food drive. Next Sunday is our regular food Sunday, so we have two great reasons to bring in non-perishable food items. Drop off your donations in the church entry. WVU students, come this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. for another opportunity to explore your freedom in Christ. The guest is John Lajewski, who will speak on the Father's blessing. Mass will follow at 9 p.m. And remember, the Spiritual Impact Boot Camp Retreat is coming up March 31st to April 2nd. Take this chance to experience the Holy Spirit in a deeper, richer way. For more information, check out the Mountaineer Catholic Facebook page, see the parish bulletin, or talk to Annie or one of the Focus missionaries. An afterglow of the Eucharistic prayer team will be available after Mass to pray with you for your individual and family prayer needs. Please come forward to the altar. We now invite you to prepare for Mass. Please turn off electronic devices, set any distractions aside, and let us enter into our celebration.
This is the time of fulfillment. The reign of God is at hand.
This is the time of fulfillment. The reign of God is at hand. Come drink the living water of life, the water of love. This is the time of fulfillment. The reign of God is at hand. The reign of God is at hand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we, who are bowed down by our conscience, may always be lifted up by your mercy and love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst with our children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? A little more and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff with which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled there and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" The word of the Lord.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the rock who saves us. Let us come into his presence giving thanks. Let us hail him with a song of praise. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, come, let us bow and bend low. Let us kneel before the God who made us, for he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Praise and honor to you, O Lord, O Lord. Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and honor to you, O Lord, O Lord. Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You are truly the Savior of the world. Give me living water that I may never thirst again. Praise and honor to you, O Lord, O Lord. Praise and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy some food. The Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to Jesus, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to Jesus, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" Or, "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They all went out of the town and came to Jesus. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in Jesus because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to Jesus, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever met someone who, no matter how much you attempt to explain a concept, a word, some situation in their life, some procedure that may need to be done at work or at home, and they simply just don't get it. You explain to no avail. But maybe after a while, you explain, you example, you show them, and after a discussion and a conversation with them, they come to understand. And so, we are at Jacob's well. It is high noon. And we're sort of in the shadows, in the background of Jacob's well. And Jesus is sitting there. And as Jesus sits at Jacob's well, a woman approaches. She's a bit fearful because there's no one else around. Here's this man, a stranger, and a Jew at that. She's a Samaritan. They have nothing to do with one another. They're not in the same ballpark. They're not playing the same game together. And it's high noon. Who in their right mind, in the Middle East, would be going to a well at noon? The heat. Is excruciating. But here she is. She didn't come there in the morning with the rest of the women of her village, because in the morning it's much cooler. They could draw the water out of the well and comb before the temperature rises. But something drew her. And Jesus asks a very pointed question, and really a request. Give me a drink. And now, the game is on. They begin a conversation with one another. Give me a drink. She responds, how can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? You don't even have a bucket. How do you expect to draw that water out of Jacob's well? It is so deep. And in their conversation, Jesus solicits faith from her. And he gives her living water, welling up, if we listened, welling up to eternal life, welling up to the newness of life. Think about our own faith lives. Faith is not something that is instantaneous. Just because we baptize someone does not mean that they know it all. Well, we might find a few that might think. But it also doesn't mean they are baptized, that they will remain faithful throughout their lives. That is the hope. It also means that we are not going to doubt our faith, that we're going to struggle and question. And that's okay, because the living water has been poured out into our hearts, St. Paul says. And hope does not disappoint. I challenge anyone to that statement, to refute it. Because hope does not disappoint. For our sisters and brothers, our elect, they come today to be scrutinized, not to be questioned. How faithful are you? No, but to be called into deeper relationship with their God. To be called to that deep well of God's love and embrace, that we as a parish family might pray for them, lift them up, and example for them that living water that comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus stands before all of you, the elect, today. And you ask, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. We can eavesdrop on their question and their statement, and hear from Christ himself, I am he, the one speaking with you. Not at you, not against you, nowhere else, but with. The question I have, and maybe reflection for the week, I wonder if Jesus, as he sat at Jacob's well, ever received that drink of water.
I invite the elect and their sponsors to come forward, Justin Parker, Taylor Simpson, Carly Ledbetter, and Brett Smith.
My sisters and brothers, Let us pray for these elect, whom the Church has confidently chosen. May they successfully complete their long preparation, and at the Easter Vigil, the Easter Feast, find Christ in the sacraments. That like the woman of Samaria, our elect may review their lives before Christ and acknowledge their sins. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may be freed from the spirit of mistrust that detours people from following Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That while awaiting the gift of God, they may long with all their hearts for the living water that brings eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That by accepting the Son of God as their teacher, they may become true worshipers of the Father in spirit and in truth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That they may share with their friends and neighbors the wonder of their own meeting with Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those whose lives are empty for want of the Word of God and His presence may come to the gospel of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all of us may learn from Christ to do the Father's will in great love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
All-merciful Father God, through your Son, you revealed your mercy and love to the woman of Samaria. And moved by that same care, you have offered salvation to all. Look favorably on these our elect, who desire to become your adopted sons and daughters through the power of your sacraments. Free them from the slavery of sin, and for Satan's crushing yoke, exchange the gentle yoke of Jesus. Protect them in every danger, that they may serve you faithfully in peace and joy and render you thanks forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. If we could all please stand and extend a hand of blessing towards our elect. Lord Jesus, in your merciful and loving wisdom, you touched the heart of the sinful woman and taught her to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, by your power, free these elect from the cunning of Satan. As they draw near to the fountain of living water, touch their hearts with the power of the Holy Spirit, that they may come to know the Father in true faith, which expresses itself in love. For you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Remain with us now as a sign of hope of good things to come. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, who is our loving Father. Lord, accept sacrifice and ours for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all of God's holy church. Be pleased, O Lord, with these sacrificial offerings, and grant that we who beseech pardon for our own sins may take care to forgive one another through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For when Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for water to drink, he had already created the gift of faith within her. And so ardently did he thirst for her faith that he kindled in her the fire of divine love. And so we too give you thanks, and with all the angels and saints, praise your mighty deeds as we proclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, Jesus took bread and, giving thanks, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, Jesus took the chalice, and once more giving you thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
In your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout our world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, the Bishop of Rome, and Michael, our Bishop, all the clergy, and all your people. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy and love. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Joseph, Saint John Newman, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us pray in the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy and love, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another some sign of Christ's peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the one who takes away the sins of our world. How blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Let us pray. As we have received the pledge of things yet hidden in heaven, and are nourished while still here on earth with the bread that comes from on high, we humbly entreat you, O Lord, that what is being brought about in us in mystery may come to true completion in you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And before we conclude our liturgy, on behalf of all of the retired priests of our diocese, I certainly thank you for your generosity and your contributions to that second collection today for the retirement for our priests. Being the chairperson of our priest council, we see many of our retired priests. Some of them are still active. Some of them are ill. And yet still some are kind of everywhere throughout the United States. They move with family and all kinds of things. But, you know, many of them have dedicated many, many years to ministry in our parishes and our institutions of our diocese. And so in their name, I thank you for your contribution. As it said earlier, someone mentioned it does go for their health care and many other aspects of their retired life. And so in their name, once again, I thank you. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.